Can you call the roll, please?
Yep. George Dalton, I don't see. Jess Desmond?
Here.
Aldine Kilborn?
Here.
Jana Richardson?
Here.
Julie Jones, I don't see at the moment. Karen Erickson?
Here.
Amy Stratman?
Here.
Jeremiah Cotter, I see on Zoom. He is muted, but I pressed the button to allow him to talk. There you go.
We have a quorum?
We do.
Okay. Approval of the regular meeting minutes from September 3rd. Does anybody have anything to... Can I get a motion to consider them and if we need to make any corrections? I didn't see anything.
Janet, motion to approve minute meetings from September 3rd, 2025.
Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the regular meeting minutes from September 3rd, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Anybody have anything to add to it?
Move to approve the agenda.
Second, Janet.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as submitted. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we're moving on. Citizens' comments. Do we have any citizens in the room, Colt?
We do, and Julie just walked in as well.
Okay.
Citizen in the room, did you have anything to say to the commission? We're at that point. Okay, if you wanted a copy of the agenda, there's should be an extra printed copy there.
Does the citizen have anything to say?
Said no. just joining us, gracing the presence.
Can we get the citizen's name, please, for the record?
Nope, just observing.
Okay. Communications to the commission? I haven't gotten anything. Anybody else?
I did have someone stop by yesterday, Victoria Dowling, who lives there next to the cemetery, and was actually just raising the issue of dogs being out there at the cemetery. And so I showed her a copy of the agenda that coincidentally had that on to be addressed as far as signage, and she was happy with that. But that's the only other communication I've had in the last month at the clerk's office.
Okay. Events and public relations. I don't know of anything currently. Anybody else?
This is Julie.
Okay, can you go ahead?
I was just wondering if you guys did an event between this meeting and the last. Didn't you have a school tour or something?
I just wondered
how it went.
Yeah, so we had the Barnett School 7th grade come out, and usually they come 3 times in the fall, but they only wanted to do once, and it's 2 classes, and half the class would rake, edge markers, just clean, and the other half got a history tour, and then halfway they would switch. So... The Barnett kids are always great. They're hard workers. They do a lot of work, and they're very respectful in the tour, and they ask questions. The only thing that bothered me is they cannot do math. When you ask how old somebody was from their birth year to their death year, none of them could answer it except one kid answered. But that's kind of sad. But other than that, it was great, and they did a lot of edging, got a couple of those big slabs, the overburden cleared away. So
they had 2 parents that helped with the edging, and that really made a difference. Otherwise, as far as I know, there's nothing about events or public relations. Moving on to financial update. I don't have anything for financial update. Does somebody else want to talk? Because all I have is the minutes in my agenda stuff.
for the financial update, Julie Jones. Colt, can I? Okay, so I did place the order, and that is not showing up on this financial report, but it was submitted for payment. It's going to, if you look in the middle of the report to the end of the 2024 year, you'll see a balance of $2,606.10 before the bed tax was added in. So I just wanted to let you know, the goal was to kind of get back to that and spend the whole bed tax. I did the math and we spent a little more than, yeah. So our balance is going to be under that amount by a couple hundred dollars, but we'll still have a couple thousand in the account once we write the check for acquiring monuments.
Julie provided the invoice and I got that submitted for the check run that was happening this week. This agenda packet was done last week, so that's why it's not on the report, but the invoice was $6,225, if I recall. And so the remaining balance in the account is $2,279.89. So as she said, it's a little over $300 less than last year about this same time.
So, okay. So yeah, congratulations. We spent all the money, and now I can do the new grant proposal package and the reporting on last year's expenditures for the city bed tax. Any questions or concerns?
And thank you, Julie, for your efforts. Do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yep. Anybody have any other questions? Financial update? Going on to unfinished business, the rack card redesign. Anything output as far as you're concerned, Jessica?
No, I've been pretty busy, so I just haven't gotten back to it. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for me to switch out some colors and stuff like that. I just have to remind myself to do it.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and send it back to the committee or with just a few changes and then we can...
Well, I can send it in an email. I just got busy and I just forgot to get on top of it.
How can we support you?
No, it's just
getting it back to the group.
It's just me. I just need to remember to do it. But I just got done with quarterly, so I should be good. I should be able to do it in the morning.
Okay. Well, thank you. Aldean, anything else?
Okay. Well, we'll hopefully hear something next time. Application for placement. I thought with Elida Slayback that we did that last time. Is there something else that needs to be done?
What we are waiting on is a confirmation of their plans for next summer. Since they had put on the application, it'd be July, I believe, June or July.
Yes.
And you sent a letter.
The 15th of July. Yeah. Right, I sent the letter back.
Yeah. Asking
and I haven't heard anything.
Right.
Anything back.
So that's all that remains as far as unfinished businesses. If they responded and gave those details, because they needed to verify.
It was okay. Were okay. Yeah.
The purchase that needed to be made.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard anything. So querying monuments order, Julie, you want to talk about that at all?
Well, the order is in and we've been invoiced, which was quicker than a lot of the other times where they send a purchase order, you know, and I have to ask them three or four times. So that part went very smoothly, that they just went ahead and did the quote and invoiced it right away. So we're just waiting for the names to be submitted back to me so that I can forward them on. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go back and check, but I think it did cost a little bit more this time with the shipping because there was a crating fee, and it seems like I've never seen a crating fee on there before. Like I said, I'll have to double check, but it seemed like the shipping had gone up a little bit. the price of the stones was the same. I was surprised. So I've been expecting that to go up a lot. They've been talking about that for 2 years. And so that was the same, but the shipping was higher.
That's interesting because Linden, in shipping the Princess Sophia, went up from 17% surcharge to 21% surcharge just on the fuel alone.
Wow, okay.
I was going to say.
And that's in the space of 3 months.
Like Linden and Span Alaska, and then like one of them has a sub company called Midnight Sun Shipping or something like that. All those freight prices have gone up because I deal with freight all the time at work.
That's for sure, Jessica. Yeah, that is so they're just waiting. Amazing. Anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
They're just waiting for us.
Janet and I and Amy were all getting really close to having enough to, I think you said 25. Is that correct?
21. What
you ordered, Julie?
21 includes Betsy Sharp. So far, we have 11 done. That includes Betsy Sharp.
Okay.
So we need 10 more. I've got 2 more almost there. So let me know how far along you guys get, you and Amy.
Okay. New business, anybody?
Well, go on to A.
Okay, I don't hear anything.
We've got 2 items on
new
business.
We've got 2 items on the agenda.
Okay. I don't see them on my agenda, so go ahead and whoever's got them. What's A?
A is discussion on summer 2026 groundskeeping contracting options or what we need to do. Basically, so I guess using the grass catcher on the lawnmower is the big issue because the only con I see to it is it takes them too long. Otherwise, those grass clippings cover the headstones. I mean, cover them. So they have to be blown off, usually by me, and I'm not here all the time. And they're getting dirty, they're getting stained. It causes overburden on the slabs, which causes more grass to grow, covering the slabs, which we have to spend volunteer time to try and keep off, you know, edge the markers. And then this year, of course, it rained so daggum much, it made it almost impossible cut or do anything. So I don't know, we were looking at, you know, if Public Works could, you know, designate a person that's all they work on, or if they can't do that, if possibly we'd look into contracting with somebody who could cut with the grass catcher. You know, that creates compost that we can give away or whatever. And that way it's a whole lot less work for us volunteers who try and keep those monuments clear that we spend a lot of time and money on.
So my understanding is, go ahead.
Go ahead.
My understanding is the question is if Public Works isn't able to designate someone in that capacity, then is the commission allowed to pursue potentially contracting someone for that extra work? If so, is that something that goes in the bed tax application? Is that something that Jeremiah includes in his budget request for the upcoming 2026 budget process? Am I correct here?
Yes, thank you.
It's kind of like a 3-step flow chart in my head.
Yes, thank you.
And I would like to speak up and say, just with the Barnett kids, which I had probably 15 kids raking for that hour and a half that they were there, 2 different sets, we probably had 15 to 20 full garbage bags of grass, and all they did was a quarter of the cemetery to pick up grass. And it's just, it's not acceptable the way it gets left. It just isn't. I mean, let's put it this way. If my lawn boy did that, I would fire him.
Well, okay, I'm going to make a comment. This is Julie. I think that, you know, obviously having someone come out from Public Works would be the best option. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will take longer, so it's more of a two-day commitment than a one-day commitment, potentially. Is that what we're looking at? How long do you think it takes them to mow?
So they do a great job mowing.
Yes.
It's just if...
having to drive around, dump the bale, so that, baler, and along come back
with,
and forth.
Then they come back and it with the weed whacker.
Uh-huh.
So that's usually a two... sometimes 2.5 days, one person
right
doing that. And I understand by putting the grass catcher on the lawnmower, they have to stop and empty it. But my Lord, the amount of work that causes, and it just doesn't look nice when there's 4 inches of grass on top of the markers.
Right.
When so people come, that... people and family, I've had family come out there to find, and you know, it's...
So if that is cost prohibitive and they don't have enough labor because of the cost at Public Works, the second option would be to put, would we have to, Cole, can you find out if we would have to put it out at RFP for that kind of thing? Because I'm sure someone like Festival Fairbanks could do it cheaper. It's just, you know, we could make a bid on hiring a person that was dedicated to doing that. Frank Turney did it in the past, but then we have to talk about, you know, equipment being used on city property and liability and that kind of thing.
Indemnifying.
But but there also could be a twofold process where a company comes in and just picks up all the grass clippings that are piled up, bags them, and hauls them away, so that it, that part of that burden. So even though it takes longer and they have to empty the bag every 10 minutes and that takes longer, where it gets piled up, there could be another entity that comes in and hauls the compost away.
They would also need to blow the markers off because, you know, a lot of the grass ends up on top of the slabs, the headstones.
In addition to picking up the grass, I'm just saying if they picked up all the grass with the hopper and dumped it in a pile, that pile could be removed by a third party.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that's one way. And also a third party could do all the edging if that took a little bit of the burden off Public Works. So I'm just saying it could be a twofold. There could be
there could be a hybrid multi-level solution
where there's not someone out there running the lawn mower.
Right.
It, that person works for Public Works so that that liability is a little less. Right. I don't know if that helps or not.
Yeah, I'll answer the question in a moment about the request for quote process, but Jeremiah's got his hand up and he's
okay. I'm ready, sir. I'm just saying we could help out maybe.
Yeah. Yep. So with the, that would definitely be an added employee. They try to, you know, get over there and get what we can get done, get everything picked up. I see a issue with putting the grass down. If somebody was to just bag it up into a, you know, a bagger and then dump it out in a pile on the ground, if it's not picked up, you're going to have weird dead spots and miscolored grass wherever they decide to do that at. So got to keep that in mind as when you're thinking about that. And then it just goes down as far as time. I believe that is why they don't, but I will look into it and see if, you know, and see why that they don't want to do the bag catcher and all of that. But I believe it is going to come down to the amount of time that it takes for everything that they're doing. And we have other jobs that they need to get to as well. So,
yeah, I've talked to Alex and, you know, that, I mean, we discussed, you know, options, what we could do. And that's primarily, it just takes a lot of time. And I know we're not the only thing in town that needs tending to, of course. But that's why we were thinking about if we could contract somebody to do for lawn maintenance.
Yeah, the appropriate steps, I think, is to see if it can be handled, you know, mm-hmm. through the city. And then if not, identifying what mm-hmm. is and isn't permitted as far as equipment, and then what the cost would be if it was to be quartered out. And I do agree that if someone is coming out not using powered equipment, that's a whole lot better in terms of cost, as well as you might pay more for just the physical labor of gathering it all. But mm-hmm. As far as the RFQ, purchasing process, if it's under a certain dollar amount, and I want to say it's like $5,000, don't have to do the formal, you know, invitation to bid. Okay. We would do an RFQ, request for quote, and mm-hmm. it's a bit less formal. I did that here recently for something else, and so I've already got a template made, and we'll wait to cross that bridge if we get there. But it would be helpful to know, I guess, a dollar amount, Jeremiah, like this is what the cost would be. And so if we're going to, we just need to know, I guess, if it should be included in your bed tax application, yeah, or?
Yeah, that's, yes, I would ask Jeremiah that you could tell us what an employee, if you hired a temporary employee just to take care of the grass.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, we could.
Yes, I can get you that price.
Julie needs it really soon, though, because she's got to have all of that put together. What's the date, Julie, that it has to be submitted? I can't remember.
October 31st. Before October 30. October 31st is the deadline. So.
Okay, so if we got it by the 20th at least, maybe then you'd have, that would give you time, Julie, to include it?
Sure, I could hold it until then.
Yeah, just, I can give it to give you all in just a minute. I'm looking for it.
Yeah,
in my office right now.
And I would like to make one more
comment. Other question. Oh, excuse me.
I'd like to make one more comment on that. If they did hire someone that was going to do the mowing at Clay Street, including that the extra hours, maybe that person could be dedicated to help out with the upkeep of trees and lawn at City Hall as well. I just noticed that there was an employee that worked here a couple, you know, years ago that really kept City Hall looking spiffy, and it's not spiffy anymore. It's really not spiffy over here. And it would be nice if, you know, you were going to hire someone, then that would give them just if they'd be dedicated to doing that City Hall, and maybe there are others too, but I think City Hall really needs a lift on that, a lot more mowing service and trimming service.
Yeah, I mean.
Jeremiah, the other question I have is there any reason, if they're not going to use the bagger, that it can be removed permanently from the shed? We have to move it out every time that
that is still in the shed?
Yes.
It's still in the shed.
Okay, I will.
But
I've asked for that thing to be moved four times now. Well, every time you've asked me, the following day, I asked for it to be taken out of the shed.
And it comes right back. It doesn't even disappear. It just goes outside the shed.
I might just go and do it myself here really soon if I can't get somebody to do that for me that I asked to do that.
We would be really appreciative.
I will get that out of the shed for you tomorrow.
We're kind of done.
One way or another, if I have to do it myself, it will be gone. I've been asking all summer, and I am not finding.
Several of us have such bruises on our legs that we
sometimes
cuss people.
I think the challenge.
So it looks like a laborer is around $48.27 an hour.
Yeah. Whereas if you were contracting it out, you could do just a flat amount and say, "Here's the scope of work." You know, if they want to put in headphones and dilly-dally and take their time, you know, it could potentially be a lot cheaper to have it contracted out versus...
Yeah. 27 what an hour?
You said 48.
48.27. I think it was 48.27 an hour is what our package rate is for a laborer.
Yeah, that
so if I was to bring in a temp, that's what it would cost the city an hour to have that temp.
Oh, man, I should have been charging for all that weed whacking and blowing out workers all this summer.
So, Jeremiah, would you like to entertain that for your budget, or do you want us to make a proposal in the bed tax to hire someone?
I mean, I can. We're already putting in time for extra labor for the summer for our tent budget.
So. Yeah, the challenge is they won't even know as far as budget stuff until after the deadline for yours, and you won't even have your presentation until after the budget's already done. So it's kind of like school district funding. It's you might as well both put in the effort.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and build it in. We, like you say, we could probably find someone a little less expensive. How would that work, guys? I mean, anyway, we'll have to, because we would have to hire someone, and we're not a hiring entity as a commission, so it would still have to.
Julie, could we go through you? In other words, that it gets paid to you because Fairbanks Explore Fair, what's it called?
Festival
Explore
Fairbanks?
Festival.
No.
Festival Fairbanks.
Fairbanks. Festival Fairbanks. You have insurance, yes, that would cover something like that?
Yes, we do this kind of work.
So it could
question only would be is could we ask in the bed tax because we aren't hiring and we don't pay for insurance, all that kind of stuff, if we could put in a request to have that as a, you know, part of our request, that it get paid to you to hire the person?
I can imagine it would just be a modification of the existing contract between city and festival.
And I can check with Margarita to see if it's better to make that proposal through Festival Fairbanks or make it through the Clay Street Cemetery. Do you see what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, I just thought that might be a way to solve the problem.
And I would just advise to check on the insurance aspect of it. I know that the city wouldn't be able to have non-employees on our equipment just for insurance purposes.
Correct. We would be bringing our own.
We just have to find out if whoever does do that, if them being on the property on their equipment, if that would hold the city liable for anything.
Or alternatively, you continue to have mowing happen as it happens already, and then the contract is to pay people to come to clean up all that grass, which is a pain.
And maybe do edging.
Right.
Because, like, for example, we have edgers and weed whackers that we use. Our crew uses.
I try to help Alex keep up with it.
Yeah.
And then and blow, but
without
the bag catcher, that grass flies everywhere. I had to scrape it off a plexiglass kiosk the other day. I mean, it's up on the markers. Our white crosses are covered with it, especially when it's wet and they mow and they stick to the, I mean, really need to use a catcher.
Yeah, so it's either the time it takes catcher, adds a lot of time, or the time to go gather all that grass up by hand. So either way, it's labor. But it sounds like you've got a plan. You're gonna ask
I mean, if we did the machine work and somebody else did the groundwork, I mean, that's one way to go.
Okay, well, I'm going to sleep on this, and I'm going to give Jeremiah a call and just see, in a couple days, Cotter, what you're thinking, because it still would be the best solution to take the longer time to mow and catch and empty the catcher, and then we can figure out where to stack it and where to remove it from with a different entity, and the different entity could also pick up the slack on the time it takes by doing all the edging. A third party could do the edging, and that wouldn't be as much of a liability for either organization. That's my suggestion. But I'll check in with Cotter in a couple days and see if he's thought anything different about it, but we'll definitely put it in the proposal for the bed tax. Sound good?
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Okay, are we able to move on to the second new business?
Yeah. So B is signage to put the no animals allowed signs back up. I've seen a couple of people with their dogs out in the cemetery. And the other day, I was just driving by, and a man had his pretty large dog running free, and the dog was peeing all my headstones. I actually stopped the car, and I was kind of upset. I mean, it's like, excuse me, your dog's not allowed in here, and that's why. He's peeing on headstones. And the guy was like, oh, I'm sorry, and left. But now I see, you know, other people have seen dogs out there.
Well, so, Janet,
yeah.
We don't have any signs on either side of the gate on the fence. We never have.
Yes.
That I know of.
Yes, there was. So the 7th Avenue gate used to have a brown sign that says no animals allowed. It is now leaning.
Right, it's right next to the,
yeah.
It's right next to the shed.
It's now leaning up against the shed. So it needs to be put back on the fence. And I'm positive there was one at the front gate as well. Whether it's
well, I think there ought to be two of them, one on either side of the gate.
That's fine.
On the fence.
So are we requesting Jeremiah could get a couple signs made?
Yes.
And
yes,
actually,
and get them put up
I'd
as
also,
soon as possible.
There's one already leaning up against the shed that when they put the big, large gate in on 7th, they cut that section of fence out.
I would also recommend just having managed a large facility, groundskeeping stuff, that the sign actually should say no pets allowed versus animals, because inevitably you'll get someone trying to debate with you about service animals and whatnot. So it just
we don't
no
them
pets
out there either.
Well, whether you want them or not, they are permitted as far as ADA goes. So no pets allowed.
I mean, I love dogs, but they don't like them peeing on our markers.
And is there one, Janet? Because I have never gone on to where 4th Avenue, where I want to say Virginia, but that's not her name, was complaining about the dogs. I don't think there's one there at this point, is there?
5th. No, there's not one on 5th either.
I can't figure out what you said. Was that a yes or a
there's
no?
There's not one on 5th Avenue. That's the 5th Avenue gate, not 4th.
Jeremiah's got a response.
I was going to say, so I'm hearing that you want a sign at each entrance that says no pets allowed. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We will get a sign at each entrance to the cemetery that says no pets allowed.
Thank you.
And we'll put it on a post and we'll hammer the post into the ground. Or do you want
to? I think they can just go,
fence?
They can just go on the fence.
Yeah.
I think they can just be attached to the fence as long as they're secure.
Does 5th Avenue
okay.
have a fence? I thought it was just a Jersey barrier.
Oh, no, there's fence. There's
okay.
fence.
Now anything
people
else?
Read, pay attention to it.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Colt, I don't understand why. I am not able to hear anybody talking. It's like they're...
You're not the only one.
Okay, well,
it's like everybody's turned off.
Good to know. I think we might have... We had a problem in the last two meetings in here that I thought was resolved on Monday night's council meeting, and I'll let Danny know, but I think the audio in is picking up from my station, but not individual microphones. So within the room, when people speak, it goes over the speakers, but it sounds like for the Zoom feed, it's not picking up. So I will let Danny know.
Yeah, because I can hear you great.
Well, at first I heard everybody, but... I now all of a sudden I can't understand anybody.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Does anybody have an open agenda item they want to discuss?
Don't know sign language, Julie.
I did email everyone a copy of the most up-to-date burial list that Janet provided last month. So you should have that, the Excel file.
Well, it's the marker headstone list. the headstones we have ordered and put in since we started this way back when.
Who did you send that to?
I just sent it to the whole commission, just with during the meeting here.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything else under open agenda? Hearing nothing, our next meeting is November 5th. And I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Cole.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Dean.
Yep. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that catcher thing out of there. That's for sure. I can't believe I've asked. I promise you, I've asked for it every time you've asked me.
Well, if you could solve that problem, we'd be delighted.
It's gonna get solved. Like I said, I'll do it myself tomorrow if I have to. It's gonna get done.